Welcome to the Reclamation Nation, where we help you reclaim control of your health and wellness. I'm Coach Ryan, a certified personal trainer, health coach, and former military physical trainer with certifications in orthopedic exercise, longevity, wellness, fitness, nutrition, and behavioral change. I have over 30 years in the fitness industry.
And I'm Dr. Jennifer. I'm a practicing pharmacist, health coach, and certified functional medicine specialist. I have over 10 years of personal and professional experience in the health and wellness field.
Our goal is to raise awareness about the responsibility and potential you have in managing your own health.
As a reminder, nothing in this podcast is designed to diagnose, treat, or cure health illnesses, but is presented as educational and entertainment material. Please consult your personal healthcare provider with any specific needs.
We're talking about first of the year. We're talking about resolutions. We're talking about goals. And regardless of the goal, I feel like there are things that you can do, and we've talked about this, things that there are specific things you can do to help you achieve your goals. There is a list. A lot of people have heard this before, but I think it's important to go back through it. They're called SMART goals. What are SMART goals?
SMART is an acronym. So the breakdown basically is specific. You want your goals to be as specific as possible. Measurable. You want to be able to have whether it's a numeric or a quantifiable way, let's say, of tracking those goals. Attainable. You want to make sure it's a realistic goal that you're setting for yourself. Relevant. You want it to be in line with your values and your goals and where you are in your life and on your path, right? And time-based. You want to set yourself a specific timeline to work on. So SMART.
It's M-A-R-T. So a lot of times as a trainer, because I'm going to talk about the training side of this as dealing with people who are coming to me with their goals. When people come in and they say, listen, you know, my goal is I just want to feel better. Or I just want to lose weight, or I want to get in shape. You know, I have to remind them, first of all, that round is a shape. But as a fitness coach, I want to know how much weight. For that, we need to know what your body composition is now. We need to find some way to figure out a specific number or something to set there that we can say, okay, I don't want to just lose weight. I want to lose X percent of body fat. I want to lose X pounds of weight. I want to not have to worry about my cholesterol or something like that. Is this kind of what we're talking about with specific?
Yes. And actually that makes a lot of sense. I've noticed that a lot of people don't set very specific goals or don't know how, or just haven't maybe tried or even thought about it. Myself, for example, when I say, oh, I want to just fit back into those jeans. Well, what does that look like? What does that mean to me? It's hard to set a specific number sometimes, but it sets it up so that you can achieve that goal in a more timely and efficient way. Most people don't even know what their goals look like until you have them sit down. And that's something that's important, is that you as an individual sit down and actually write this out, think it through. What does weight loss look like to you? Do you want to be the same size you were when you were in your 20s or your teens? Like, what weight were you? Was it healthy at the time? Is it healthy and realistic for you now?
Right.
So saying I want to lose weight versus setting a specific number, I want to lose 30 pounds. 30 is very specific. And for a lot of people, it's pretty attainable, depending on where you're at now and how much weight you actually need to lose to be within a healthy range. Right.
Right. Having a health coach is really valuable because it's someone you can sit down and talk all this out with, someone who can join in. And as a health coach, as a certified health coach and functional medicine specialist, you deal a lot with kind of the goal of a health coach to help them set their goals.
Right. The ultimate goal is their health, whether it's physical health, mental, emotional, spiritual. A lot of factors come into that. So, yes, health is a big thing. Most people start with weight loss goals or, you know, mood changes, but a lot of it has to tie into the world around us, our physical well-being, what our home life is like, what our work life is like, because those factors all play into our character, who we are and how we're going to achieve the goals that we set.
Okay. All right. It makes sense. Measurable. So we covered specific, measurable. As a trainer, there are a lot of ways to figure out ways to measure if you're headed in the right direction. We can use body caliper. We can use body measurements, where it's the tape measure around the arm, the chest, the waist, so on. Body composition testing can get really expensive. It's hard to find a place that has truly accurate body composition, but a lot of my people will use calipers, or they'll use the the ones you grip and it tells you what your body fat percentage is. Anything like that is good, but it's only good to know where you're at. The reason you want to know where you're at is because you got to know if you're headed in the right direction. So these need to be done over and over.
Well, that makes sense. And if you want to go the old-fashioned traditional route, would you say just a regular scale and a tape measure would suffice?
Tape measure, you got to have something more than just the scale. I try to warn people, if you are just using the scale, it's going to be inaccurate and it's going to frustrate you because, especially if you train with me, we're going to be increasing lean muscle mass. That lean muscle mass is going to increase your overall body weight. And so when people only use the scale and they see after 6 weeks of training that their weight has increased, they get frustrated and they're like, listen, I weigh more now than I did when I started. So I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to go do something else. And the problem with that is that when you run into, for lack of a better term, we'll call them cardio bunnies, people who only do the cardio in order to lose weight, you're actually metabolizing a lot of body muscle, a lot of your body weight is actually muscle that you're metabolizing. And so you lose strength, you lose muscle mass in addition to the fat. Yes, you weigh less, but you're really just a smaller version of your former self. You're not really, your body composition isn't any better. So I don't recommend just the scale and a tape measure, scale and a body calipers, anything like that. A scale and something else is okay. It'll work. That brings us to what? Attainable.
Can I tell you my favorite form of measurement for my weight goals, my
Please
journeys?
do.
Just the clothes in my closet. Things that I've fallen
Okay.
in love with
Okay.
that I wore once upon a time, and I remember feeling good and looking good and, investing the money in that outfit. And when it doesn't quite fit the same way, that's kind of my basis. If I can fit in it again and it looks and feels just as good as the first time, every few weeks you just, try on that pair of jeans again and see how you feel.
You know, this has actually happened. Well, it's happened with you.
Happens with me all the time. That's my
It
favorite
has
form of
happened with you.
measurement.
But it's happened with other people too, who tell me, I've been doing this for 12 weeks and I weigh more than I did before. I'm like, and the first thing I ask is, but how do your clothes fit? In fact, I had one older gentleman who came to me and said that he put on a pair of pants accidentally. Didn't mean to put them on. He just grabbed them off the shelf, put them on, and realized they had a dry cleaning tag in them from 6 months ago when he could not wear them. And
Nice.
now they fit. And he thought, well, I don't feel like I lost any weight. But another measurement people use sometimes is other people. People you don't see on a daily basis, because you see yourself in the mirror every day. Other people who see you once a month, couple times a year. And he said that he went to see his family up north and they said, wow, you look like you've lost weight.
And I can also attest to family being very honest with you, being that I'm from a Hispanic culture. We don't really hold back when it comes to weight gain or weight loss. So, cheers to my family who noticed the transition recently. I definitely appreciate that observation.
It happens.
Yes.
All right, that brings us to attainable. So we've hit the S and the S and the
S&M.
M. We've hit S and M. All right, we talked about S and M on this podcast. How about that? Specific and measurable. Now we're going to talk about attainable. Is your goal even possible? Obviously, as a parent, I tried to instill in my children that they could be anything they wanted to be. But I didn't always say within reason because I don't know what's reasonable for a 4-year-old or an 8-year-old. But let's face it, I am never going to be Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm never going to be Chris Hemsworth. This is not going to happen no matter how bad I want it. That goal is just not attainable. So I personally need to set my strength and my physical goals in a more realistic light. I think mentally we want to believe that we can do anything we want because that's what we've always been told. But in realism, if we're realistic about it, anything you want to be, maybe not. And this is a difficult thing for people to hear when they come to me as a trainer and they say, I want to look like this person in this Instagram photo. And I tell them, well, it's not going to happen because they are a genetically different person than you are. Now, that being said, let's see if we can set some more attainable goals for you. That is probably my biggest obstacle when training people is that they have unrealistic or unattainable goals.
Right. And I see that a lot as well. I think it's important, aside from just saying, hey, you're not going to be able to look like that specific Instagram model, really encouraging people to embrace the best version of themselves that they can become. So during training and any sort of body modification endeavor, it's important to realize along that journey that you are getting closer and closer to a different version of yourself, one that you should love and embrace, especially during the journey. That's the hardest part. And going through the steps of change is really important. And I think people during that transition notice that the original goals and the original intent behind their journey will alter and shift throughout the entire process, making the end goal even sweeter. And they'll probably look back at that original motivational image or model that they were following and be like, you know what? That's not what I want anymore. I don't want to look like that.
Oh, absolutely.
The way and that's happened to me too. I remember when you and I first started training, I had fitness models that I was aspiring to look like or goals that I was setting. And I think my body came out better than, not to say better than theirs, but it's better for me, something that I took more pride in.
And I think that I know as people train with me, especially if they train with me long term, the things that weren't attainable for you in the beginning become more attainable later on. And I'm talking about ability more than I'm talking about aesthetics. I don't train for aesthetics necessarily. I train for ability. And so, you know, if you come to me, you've never trained before, you're 150 pounds overweight, you have a very stressful, sedentary job, and you say, I want to run a marathon next week. Not really attainable. We're not going to be able to get you there that next week. But what we can do is we can set more attainable goals for the next 6 weeks that will help you. And then down the road, yeah, maybe you can run that marathon.
I agree.
Relevant. Now, the way that I look at relevant is, are your goals in line with your purpose? If you want to be an entrepreneur, it might not help to get a degree in psychology unless the psychology degree is going to help you with whatever business you want to start. So it is that, according to the schedule, is that what relevant is talking about?
Pretty much. So relevancy to me means just being in line with your own goals and objectives. So who you are now and where you want to be, what your goals are to get you to the future step. Your purpose and your goals kind of have to align. You don't want to be on two different ends of the spectrum. Making sure that you're maintaining your values and your morals and who you are and what you stand and believe, what you stand for and what you believe in, and making sure that those goals are specific enough for yourself and that they are relatable. You're not going to set a goal on changing your entire wardrobe and, let's say, traveling the world. They don't really have anything to do with each other unless you tie in the monetary factor, right?
Right. All right. As a trainer, you know, if someone comes to me and says, I want to lose 40 pounds let's say it's a realistic, attainable time frame. And we're going to talk about time frame in a minute, but let's say it's reasonable for them to want to lose that 40 pounds within their time frame. That's great. But if you're looking at losing weight, then maybe heavy strength training isn't the way to go. Maybe we need to look at more timed circuits. Maybe we need to look at some other form of training. And I don't train just one form of training anymore. I used to, but I don't anymore. So if we can find, if we can match a training style with your goals, you're going to have a lot better success. And I think that that's true, like you said, with any goal. You know, if you want to stop smoking, you're not going to go get a job in a tobacco factory. So it just doesn't make sense. You got to match your goals with what it is you actually do. Brings us to time bound. I have a lot of clients who come in with no deadline at all. So not only are they giving me very vague goals, I just want to lose weight, I just want to feel better. When do you want this to happen by? Oh, I don't know. I never thought about that. Well, we need to think about that, because without a time frame, there is no impetus to achieve your goal. There's no deadline, probably not going to hit them. What does this thing that you're holding here say about time frame?
Basically what you said, you want to set some time-based specific goals, obviously specific time back into the very beginning of your SMART goals. If you don't set yourself any form of deadline, there's no pressure, let's say the internal pressure for you to get anywhere. and what happens when there's no pressure, whether you're a fight or flight type of person or you're more of a rest and relaxation type of person, you're not motivated to do anything if you don't have an end date. If you're getting ready for that cruise, let's say summertime and it's January, let's say you've got about 5 months to really get your butt in gear, right?
Right.
Let's say you want to save for a house and you're just saving. How long are you going to save for? When are you planning to move? How many hours are you making and working? You know, like all of that ties in. You want to set a specific enough time frame so that you can budget your time, budget your finances, and work. Whether you're, let's, you know, take it back to fitness for a second. If you're only going to be losing 10 pounds, let's say, are you going to be able to lose 10 pounds in a week? Or is it going to take you 2 weeks, a month, you know, things like that. So you want to make sure that you're giving yourself that internal motivation. I feel like if you say I'm going to lose 10 pounds in 6 months, well, you're going to, in those 6 months, you're actually probably going to end up gaining a lot more weight. And then it's going to be down to the wire at the very end to lose 10 or 20 pounds because you ended up putting on more than you anticipated.
Right. I want to go back to relevant for just a minute, because one of the things people do when they come in to see me is that they will work out with me, they will exercise with me, but they will not change the way they eat. They continue eating horrible stuff, expecting the workouts to be enough. So they're not really tying their goals in with their purpose in with the way they're living their lives. So that's very important too. And that makes hitting that timeline a little bit easier. A little bit easier to hit your timeline if you know that everything you're doing is geared toward that goal. SMART goals. Go through them again.
SMART. You want to be specific with your goals. And I know we talk a lot about health and fitness because that's our, you know, that's who we are. That's what we enjoy. But
right.
It can be financial. It can be world travel. It can be anything. Whatever your goals are, make them specific to you. You want them to be measurable, something that you can actually quantify or measure in a time frame that you know you're making progress, or you can assess whether you're being held back. So something that you can measure, make sure it's attainable, be realistic with yourself. You can run a marathon. I'm sure you can if you really set your mind to it, but make sure it's something that you can attain and be real with yourself. Really check in deep within, right? Relevant, make sure it's something that you as an individual want and will aspire to. Don't live your dreams based on everyone else's expectations. It has to mean something and be valuable to you in order for it to matter. And then lastly, time-based. You have to set timelines. If you don't give yourself a deadline, nothing's really going to get done. And I think that can go to any project you're working on, whether it's home renovation or weight gain or weight loss.
Yeah.
So it's everything.
All right. Anything you want to add on this?
Well, I'm curious, Ryan, what are your goals for this year?
Oh, my gosh. I've never been a fan of setting resolutions. You know this about me.
And that's why I didn't call it that. I just said, what are your goals?
What are my goals? Well, so, okay. There are a few things that I want to achieve. Professionally, I'll speak professionally because I don't like mixing my personal with, but professionally, obviously, I am a big fan of research. I am a big fan of getting certifications that are research-based. I have been certified by the American Council on Exercise since 2011, and all of my certifications, except for one, all of my certifications have come from the American Council on Exercise. And I'm actually looking now at maybe going to a different entity. I won't say which one, but I'm looking at maybe branching out away from ACE and getting more specific certifications in the fitness industry.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it is. It's difficult for me because I tend to be a very loyal person. And so I've, you know, everything's always been through ACE. I'm going to stick with ACE. I'm going to stick through with ACE forever. But you know what? I'm seeing some on some of the other ones and I'm like, you know, that might actually do more good for people. And really what it comes down to is, this is where we get to relevant, is what I'm saying and what I'm doing, are they the same? And the answer is no, because I've found that as good as ACE certifications are, there are others that I think are more applicable for the people I want to help. And so if I really want to help those people, then I need to just say, okay, Ace, you've been great. You've been wonderful. And I'll probably keep my Ace personal certification, but I'm going to have to branch out. I think that's one of my big things.
I think that's huge growth on many levels. It's mature enough of you to recognize that there are other reputable certifications and sources out there. And like you're always saying about other personal trainers, like it's important to have that background, that broad, extensive background, because the more you know, the more people you can help.
One of my pet peeves is trainers who will tell you there's only one style of training you need. There's just, if you just do this one thing forever, you'll be fine.
Well, that's a lie.
And I don't feel that's true personally. And I don't do that with my clients, because I recognize that there is growth within the training for my clients. And I recognize that they may need different things at different times, not maybe physically. It's potential that physically there is only one style of training for you that would be beneficial. But mentally, when we tie in the mental approach to it, now mentally, how can we make this more challenging? How can we make you feel better about your training so that you continue to training? And then we can always go back to the other one. And I can always incorporate that other places. If I really truly believe that physically is the best training, and over here we're training for you mentally, then we'll do that too. We're kind of getting off topic a little bit, but that's okay.
Not really. I feel like I can also attest to that. I love, you know, circuit training, weight training. I've never been a fan of cardio. I will run toward that donut and away from that tiger chasing me. But that treadmill and I just don't get along. I mean, you give me weights and deadlifts and I am a happy camper. But yoga and I have become really good friends lately.
So let's talk about Jen having goals this year.
Well, that was kind of it. Jen's goal this year is to become a certified yoga instructor.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Oh, it's going to be epic. I'm stoked.
I have to say that I'm very proud of you for the advances you made in your yoga, because when you started, after that first time you did it, you weren't too sure.
Right. I felt like maybe a newborn baby giraffe just falling them 6 feet and wobbly as all heck. And I was like, this is hard. But you know what? It's been a lot of fun, and noticing the progress and feeling the difference and being a lot more aware of my body and very mindful. Even when I'm not in the middle of a yoga workout, like I use it at work. I use it while I'm driving. Heck, I use it at the airport just this past weekend.
Right.
It really calmed me down just mentally thinking about, you know, doing an internal mental yoga exercise got me calm, and I felt really good about it. And I feel just that internal confidence that this is the right path for me. I found something that I'm not so much that I'm good at, but that I actually enjoy doing. And I'm really eager and excited to expand on my skills and the knowledge, and then be able to pay that forward to everyone else.
And your progress in yoga has kind of shuffled me into the yoga scene a little bit, now that I have found someone who teaches yoga who is more my speed. It's a dude, so that always makes me happy, you know.
Of course.
But we'll see how that goes. I'm starting tomorrow.
All right.
So we'll see how that goes. I'm hoping that pans out, because I think that yoga and training and health coaching, all of this, it so ties together.
Right.
It's really important to tie all of that together. So tying together our what we're telling people, what we're doing professionally, and what we are doing for ourselves should all kind of roll into the same big ball. And I think we're going to get there.
Absolutely. And I think it's important too, that our listeners understand who we are and where we came from. Like, we're real people. We're just a genuine guy and gal from small towns or small cities, you know, the hard knocks life. And,
right.
And despite everything we've been through, I feel like we've come up from a lot, and we're really just here to spread the word and the awareness about, you know, mental health and breaking the stigma, working on yourself physically, and really engaging with your doctors or your healthcare providers and being more proactive in your own healthcare and your own life, right? Like setting goals for yourself, whether, you know, you think they're big or small goals. A goal is a goal, and working toward bettering yourself is never a bad thing.
And one of the things you said about yoga was that when you first started, it was hard and you weren't sure about that. But as you stuck with it, it got easier. And now you're actually talking about becoming a yoga instructor. Mm-hmm. And I think that I've seen that happen a couple of times, where clients have come in, they weren't real sure about training, and within a year they're talking about getting their own certification.
Right.
It's like, you've got to stick with it. If you stick with it and you use the SMART goals, the SMART acronym for your goals, I think people are going to be very successful in this new year.
Absolutely. And that's another one of my goals, is to just help and just bring awareness to as many people as I can. Just spread the word.
All right. Anything else you want to add?
No. Good talk.
Good talk.
Good talk.
All right, guys. Later.
Bye.